The Sons of Saturday podcast is brought to you by our friends at Main Street Pharmacy. Located right on Main Street in Blacksburg, Virginia, Main Street Pharmacy is proudly owned by a Hokie family and has been a partner of this podcast since 2020. MSP offers free delivery, curbside pickup, and vaccinations as well. If you are a student or resident in the Blacksburg area, you can always trust that at Main Street Pharmacy, you are not just a number, you are a neighbor. All right, everybody. Tuesday, April 30th, the birthday month is coming to a close. Yes, 28 years old as of April 11th. But yes, it is coming to a close. And I am joined by maybe the biggest mystery on the women's basketball team. We haven't had a chance to meet her very much, but Matilda Eck, hailing from, please correct me, is it Vesteros? Vesteros? How do you say it?
Vesteros.
Whoa, Vesteros, Sweden. She started all 33 games, averaging 10.4 points per game on a team-high 40% from three-point range. She is the Swedish sensation. Matilda, welcome to the show. Welcome.
Thank you so much. Thank
you. How has your day been going? How are you enjoying the Blacksburg weather? It is finally turning around.
I know. It's been so nice. I've actually been able to like lay by the pool a couple of days ago. Not today, though. It's not as nice today, but I'm so glad it's finally like turning into summer.
Once you get to late May and early June, that's when it's really, really, really nice. You're gonna start to finally see the difference between, look, East Lansing's nice, but it's a little chilly. It remains chilly for a while. So do you know what a haiku is, Matilda? Any chance?
I don't.
So a haiku is a poem, and we do Hokie haikus every single time. So we got two submissions from our listeners. So the number one, or not number one. The first one is from SWVA VT fan for life. Oh my Matilda, thankful you're still a Hokie. Swish threes for VT. Very well done. Had a nice little rhyme.
Yeah.
And then Pete McGee, who submits one every single podcast. We're super appreciative. Tilly, splash for three, silky smooth automatic, bottom of the net. Can we get a round of applause for our haiku submitters? Very well done. Very well done. So first and foremost, as we start most podcasts with athletes, I want to learn, let's start here. What was your decision to play basketball in the United States? So you started off at Michigan State, kind of walk me through your recruitment there, and then we'll transition into Virginia Tech.
Yeah. So I honestly didn't know if I wanted to go to college in the U.S. or just play in Europe right away after high school. But I had a lot of former teammates that were either in the U.S. at the time or had been in the U.S. And a lot of them had great things to say. So I felt like I at least wanted to give it a chance. And my recruitment to Michigan State, they saw me when I played for the national team. That's like how most college teams saw me play. So they started recruiting me when I was like a junior, I think, in high school. I talked to them for about 2 years, and the head coach of Michigan State at the time came to visit me and my family in Sweden. So that was like a big thing that she took her time to come all the way to Sweden to recruit me. So I think that was like one of the main reasons why I wanted to go to Michigan State.
And then you decided to go to Virginia Tech. Yep. Why did you decide to go to Virginia Tech?
I mean, after my sophomore year, I entered the transfer portal, and I talked to a couple of different schools, and it was funny because it was like the whole recruiting process again, but like in 2 weeks. So it was very stressful, but fun at the same time. But I just had a good feeling about, Virginia Tech as a whole, like the community, Hokie Nation, just this place. I just had, it wasn't like one specific thing. I just had a good like overall feeling about this place.
That's awesome. And then what is your major? Have you changed your major at all with the school changes, or what are you studying?
Yeah, so I was a business major at Michigan State. And now here at Virginia Tech, I'm a PPE major because they told me that was like easier with, because I lost a couple of credits when I transferred. And for me to like graduate on time, they told me this was like easier. So I was like, all right.
What does PPE stand for?
Philosophy, politics, and economics.
Wow. Okay. That sounds like a lot. I mean, business is one word and PPE is three. They had to condense it down to abbreviation.
Yeah.
So I talked with Carly and I talked with Karis about this. And, you know, I really think this past season, the successes have been glossed over because of the unfortunate injury and everything else. I mean, but at the end of the day, ACC regular season champions, top 10 wins, College Game Day, one of the best seasons ever in Virginia Tech women's basketball history. So when you look back on the totality of last season, what is your takeaway? How fun was the ride? What did you learn along the way?
I mean, when I look back at it now, like I think of all the things you just talked about, ACC regular season champions is a, you know, that's a very big thing. And that's something we're very proud of. And College Game Day, I mean, we have a lot of great memories from this season, but as you said, like for probably like 2-3 weeks after the season, it was all like overshined by like everything that was happening and the ending of our season. But now when we've had a little bit of time to like process everything, I think we're all very proud of what we accomplished and, you know, the memories we made throughout the season.
And so I don't know how active you are on social media, but during this off season, everybody was like, where's Tilly at? Where's Karis at? Where's Carly at? They're analyzing who's in the gym. They're checking people's Instagram stories, Snapchat stories, the security footage over at Hanhurst. I mean, it's all out there. And you weren't in the video, which with Coach Duffy when she came in and gave Rose the pin. So tell me a little bit about when you did meet Coach Duffy and your first impression.
So I actually did meet her the first day she was here. And I had a great first impression of her. I talked to her, or she called all of us, I think the day before she came here, just to like introduce herself. And she actually recruited me like 5 years ago when I was in Sweden. So I had talked to her before, but it was a long time ago, but I knew of her. But my first impression when she came here was great. But like, I mean, at the time when Coach Duffy came here, even though we had a head coach, that was pretty much all we had. We had a head coach, and I think Carly and maybe Samaya had confirmed that they were going to come back. But like, other than that, we didn't really have much. I was still trying to be like a little bit like careful, because like I thought I was going to come back at that point, but I didn't know for sure. And I didn't want to be like telling people that, oh, I'll probably come back, and then be like, actually, I'm not going to be here. So I was like just trying to be like careful with not saying too much and not like, I don't know, just being a little bit careful.
And who were some of the people that you spoke with? Were you calling home? Were you like resonating with teammates? Because it is an extremely difficult conversation. Everybody just kind of, I think it's unfair that a bunch of people have lumped athletes into, well, you know, they committed to the school and they need to be committed to the school. And look, at the end of the day, everybody's going to do what's in their specific best interest. For all of you plumbers or doctors or lawyers or business people out there, if your CEO leaves or you have a significant change inside of your business, you're going to weigh all of your options. But I'm curious, who did you speak with? Who was really helpful during that time when you were really deciding what you wanted to do?
I think the first week I talked mostly to my family, because like the first week was definitely like the most stressful one, the first week after, right after the season, because it was like I was like stressing out, but like I couldn't like do anything at the same time, because I was just like waiting for everyone else to like give me some information. So at that time I was mostly talking to my family, and then when things like when we had a head coach and things like started to like sort out a little bit, I talked a lot to my teammates, because then we could actually like talk about like the different options we had and like what everyone was like thinking, like their pros and cons with everything, because like the first week we didn't have much to go off, and then I was mostly talking to my family just to like, I don't know, for them to like give me some comfort, I guess.
And what ultimately led to the decision to come back? If you look at it and you say, I am still at Virginia Tech because of X, Y, and Z, what are those reasons?
I mean, one of my first like reactions when this like coaching change happened was because like my first reaction, or I think most of our first reactions were that, all right, we're not going to be able to stay, because I don't know, that was just like our first reaction. And I was like, I cannot imagine never playing in Castle again. because this was like 3 days after our season. I was like, I cannot imagine just never playing that again. So I think, I mean, Hokanation was a big part of me, you know, wanting to stay, because I feel like the community here is just something special. And it's not anything you see like anywhere in the country, the interest for women's basketball. So that was like definitely one of the main factors for why I wanted to stay.
And talk about that for a second. So you came, look, I'm not looking to speak ill of the Big Ten at all, but I do want to say that the ACC is unbelievable. Like the NC States of the world, the Louisvilles of the world, there are so many amazing, amazing fan bases. Can you just speak to how attractive that is from a player's perspective and how much it does mean to have a program that supports this program so diligently? And what's been really interesting to me is people will care as much as people want to care. And with all of the negativity and kind of unfortunate circumstances that have panned out over the last couple of months, people are still 100% behind this team. We've interviewed, you are the third interview that we're doing. We had Karis on, we had Carly on, and those podcasts have trended better than any interview we've ever done in the past, on the heels of everything that happened. So just how special has it been, and how abnormal do you believe it is? Just, I mean, you came from another conference and you see how special it is here in the ACC.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. I remember, I think it was on College game day, we came to the gym like, I don't know, 6-7 hours before the game started, and people were like lining like all the way down on like Washington Street. We were like, wow, like they've been here for hours and we're like just getting here. So it's definitely special. I mean, it means so much more when you can tell that it like affects so many other people's too. It's just not the 12 of us that's on the roster. You know, the whole community is so like invested in how we're doing and, you know, everything we do. And it just makes it mean so much more.
I want to ask you about kind of your next, you know, 6 months as you prepare for this next year. Coach Duffy's coming in. She's hired an unbelievable staff. I'm not sure if you've had a chance to talk with many of the assistants that she's brought in yet, but for you specifically in terms of your game, what do you most want to improve upon?
I mean, I want to be more versatile as a player. I know a lot of people see me as a shooter, and I want to, you know, be able to contribute with more than that. I mean, when I played in Sweden, I played a point, and I'm probably never going to play the point again, but I want to take advantage of my height as a guard and just be able to take it all the way to the basket, develop my mid-range game, and also help set up my teammates.
So this is funny. It's actually, you mentioned your height, and Gavin Bennett wrote in and asked a question. So yeah. Why are you listed at 6 feet when you transferred to Virginia Tech and now listed as 6'2"? How tall are you, Matilda?
I think I'm like 6'2" with shoes on. I think like when I first came to the US, they probably like asked me for my height. I'm like, I don't know feet. So I probably just like said something.
Wait, so you're saying you just said like in, what are they measuring in Sweden? Meters or centimeters?
Yeah, meters, okay. Centimeters, yeah. I was like, oh, I think it's like around 6 feet. And then I don't know. I think it's just like stuck.
You should have just said like I'm 5 feet tall and then showed up and just shocked the world. That's what you should have done. Yeah. That's what we're going to do. We need to put on the roster that Matilda Eck is 5'3" and then she shows up next year. Awesome. Well, what about as a team? So, I mean, you, Carly, the entire group that's coming back, like, what do you feel like as a group you all can really improve upon? Or what do you think is a level of game for each of you that is going to go maybe surprise some people into next year? Now, obviously you're implementing a new system, you're doing everything, but like, what are you most excited for the potential of this team?
I mean, the things we've been talking about, like these, I don't know, couple of weeks we've had, spring workouts has been, that I think all of us want to improve on our versatility. I think all of us want to be able to do like a little bit of everything, not being like role players and maybe not being as limited as some of us have been. So I think just like being able to do everything and anything that the team needs us to do, and also playing with a lot of intensity, playing hard and playing together.
Hey guys, this is Ollie Jennings III. Wide receiver for your Virginia Tech Hokies. When I committed to Virginia Tech football, I committed to the best. That's why I chose Harvey's GM in Radford. Why settle for less when you can have the best? Go to Harvey's GM for all of your vehicle needs. tell them Ali sent you. That's Harvey's GM, Tyler Ave in Radford, or go to their website at harveysgm.com for more info.
So we're going to move into our rapid fire segment. And this is what I'm most excited about. Look, we don't know a ton about you, Matilda. Yeah. It's off the court. So it's time to learn something. And we're going to start this off with, I want you to provide a fun fact. It can be about literally anything. Let's pretend you're going to your first day of class and then the teacher asks you to give a fun fact. And I'd assume, Matilda, you're not going to say, I play basketball. I need a fun fact. What is a fun fact about Matilda?
I usually, like, when we do these things in school, I usually say that I play basketball and I'm from Sweden. That's, like, the things I feel like people have to know about me. But another fun fact would be that I moved away from home when I was 15. I don't know if a lot of people know that about me.
To do what? Play basketball?
Yeah, I went to a basketball high school.
So what, did they have like a dorm situation over there? Like, how does that work?
So it wasn't like a dorm or like a boarding school, but they had like apartments for it. It was like regular apartments, but all of us who moved there like lived in the same neighborhood.
Okay. That had to be fun. At 15 years old, you're all just living in your own neighborhood. Yeah. Is there like a chaperone? Like, is somebody like in charge? Who's in charge?
Us, no one.
Okay. Okay, yep. So you guys move into a town, you own the town, no chaperone at 15 years old. That speaks mm-hmm. to the maturity over in Europe. top three people and top three things from Sweden. So just to paint a background of my understanding of Sweden, it is Avicii and Zinn. Those are like the only things that I know. And Swedish fish, that's it.
Yeah.
Help me, enlighten me on some more things about Sweden.
Top three people?
Yes.
So I'm a big fan of Sara Larsson, the singer. I don't know if you're familiar with her.
No, but I'll check her out.
Yeah. Zlatan, the soccer player. I think a lot of people might know who that is.
Okay.
And so I'm a big fan of like winter sport. I know it's not as big here, but I'm a big fan of a girl whose name is Frida Karlsson. She's a very famous skier in Sweden.
So you said the soccer player is that Zlatan Ibrahimovic?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
That guy, I know that guy. I used to play with him on FIFA.
Okay, yeah.
I know who that guy is. And then what about things? Things from Sweden.
Things. I don't know if Stockholm is a thing.
Is that a thing? That's like a place.
It's our city. Yeah. Our capital. I don't know if that counts as
what about
thing.
Like tangible items, like highlighters you know, stuff like that. Highlighters was a horrible example. But if I were to say America, I mean, hot dogs, that is an American thing. Baseball is an American thing. Stuff like that. Foods, maybe you have some unique cuisine that we're unaware of.
Yeah, I mean, I think what we're most known for is like Swedish meatballs.
Swedish meatballs are fantastic.
That's a popular one. And just like Swedish candy overall, I don't know if this is true, but I've heard that Swedish people are the ones that eat the most candy in the whole world.
That might be true.
Yeah.
That might be true. I've
heard of Swedish fika.
No, what is that?
So in Sweden, it's very popular to take like a coffee break and like drink coffee and like have some sort of like dessert.
Like
cinnamon buns are like very popular. Like brownies are popular
for like lunch, like in the middle of the day. Just
no, just like an afternoon snack or like yeah.
That sounds wonderful.
Yeah,
it's called fika. That's what it's called.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Favorite place in Blacksburg.
Castle.
No. Favorite place to go when you don't have a basketball in your hand in Blacksburg.
Probably Greens.
Greens is so underrated. You can get the sushi. It's right over
by. We go
somewhere.
There like twice a week.
Twice a week. What are you getting?
So, I like sushi. I usually get some. I like their poke bowls. They're good.
Mm-hmm.
Or like really any of the like sushi rolls.
Okay. Okay. What about your pregame routine? Do you have any weird superstitions? Things that you have to do? Lay your socks out. You know, a certain way. Do you have any interesting pregame routines?
I don't have a lot of like superstition. The only thing is that I always tie my I tie my left foot, my left shoe before my right shoe, I think.
Okay.
I think that's the only thing.
What about favorite music? So what are you listening to before a game? What are you listening to when you're doing your homework? Are you listening to American music? What is your favorite American music? Just music in general.
So it's funny. I mean, we listen to the same like kind of music in Sweden as you listen to here, like the same artists and the same singers and everything. So I used to listen to like a lot of like American music until I moved here. And since I've been living here, I've been listening to a lot more Swedish music because I think that's my way to like, I don't know, you know, think of home and like connect back to Sweden. But I like Rihanna, Beyonce, and then a bunch of Swedish music.
Speaking of like, I don't really know how to word this into a question, but is it hard being over here? Like, do you find yourself being homesick? I actually ran into two, we've posted the picture a million times. It's the two people who show up with the fat head of you at the basketball games. Yeah. And they're both from Sweden, but you know, do you have plans for your family to come over? How do you deal with being homesick? Kind of walk me through that.
Yeah. So my family has been able to come a couple of times while I've been here. My mom came in November and my dad and sister came in February. So, I mean, I've seen them since I was home the last time, but I mean, I do get homesick at times. It goes up and down as with, you know, everything, but I talk a lot to them. I probably talk to any, like someone every day, but I mean, I haven't lived with them for 7 years or 6 years or whatever, but I still do get homesick and I miss them. And I miss, you know, Sweden as a whole. But at the same time, I mean, I know that my time here is going to be, I mean, it's limited. I'm not going to live here forever. So I'm trying to like enjoy the moment. And because I know I get to experience a lot of things here that I would never have gotten to experience if I stayed in Sweden. So I try to think of that when I get homesick.
So the plan is definitely to go back to Sweden. What do you want to do when you go back to Sweden? After basketball is done, basketball is over. Hopefully you're 40 or 50 years old whenever basketball stops. But what do you want to do whenever you're done playing ball?
I don't know. I mean, I've always just said that I want to play as long as possible. I want to keep studying after, even after college, just because I don't know what I want to do. I feel like I'm going to have to like try some like different paths because I don't know what I want to do after basketball. But I do know that I want to play pro. Both in the WNBA if I get the chance and overseas in Europe.
Okay. What does Matilda Ek do in her spare time when she isn't at Greens or playing basketball?
I talk a lot on the phone to my family and friends back home. And other than that, just hanging out with my teammates and the few people I know outside of the team here in Blacksburg.
Vacation in Sweden. Your friend says, you know, Carly says, yo, the family wants to go to Sweden. Help me plan a trip. What are like, if you were to tell somebody, hey, you should go here, do this, what would be on the list?
I mean, I would probably say Stockholm. And I don't know if that's a boring answer since that's like our capital. And that's like maybe the only place that people actually know of. But I feel like if you go to Sweden, you have to like see Stockholm. Stockholm is a very beautiful city. And there's a lot to do, and it's actually pretty big. So I would say Stockholm.
If you could have dinner with four people, dead or alive, who are they?
I would have dinner with Luka Doncic.
Okay.
Nikola Jokic. Candace Parker. And it's got to be someone who doesn't have anything with basketball to do. I will say Frida Karlsson, the skier I like from Sweden.
So I was going to ask, do you ski? I'm a big skier. I was just in Park City, Utah for the month doing some skiing. I love skiing. Do you? I hope you don't ski now, but do you ski normally?
I used to ski when I was younger, but I haven't skied in probably, I don't know, 7-8 years. Because like when I started playing at a higher level, my parents were like, no, you're going to have to wait till after your career.
So what are the top... I asked George this a couple of months ago. What are your top three things about America? And then the three things that you're like, yo, this kind of sucks.
I mean, my absolute favorite things about America, especially like for me, is just like the interest for sport and maybe especially women's sport, and just like the interest for basketball, because basketball is not as big in Sweden or in Europe. And we don't have like college sports like the same way as you do here. So I would say that that's like the second thing, like the college, like community, and like the like it's so special to be like an alumni and like everything that goes to like, you know, being an alumni and like have been going to like a school. We don't have that same sort of like community when it comes to like college. And I would also say that Americans in general are very like welcoming. Most Americans like in general are very like easygoing, easy to talk to, and easy to be around. And my least favorite things are probably, I'm not a big fan of like the food in general. Like I miss Swedish food when I'm here.
You and Georgia both said that. I think you guys need to venture out a little bit more.
Really?
You don't like the food? That's crazy. Okay. All right. Yeah. We got to get that fixed.
But, yeah.
Okay, so the food.
Other things. Maybe that is a little bit too far away from Sweden. I wish it was a little closer. And the time difference that goes with being far away from home, but
All right, so we're going to transition into letters from the lunch pail. These are questions submitted by fans, or in this case, your teammate. So Carly Wenzel has two questions for you. Her first question is, who is your favorite person on the team?
Carly.
Okay, that's a strategic answer. And then she wants to know, what is the favorite song that you and her play, and can you sing it?
Favorite song that me and Carly play?
Yeah. That was her question. I don't know. Maybe she's making that up. Maybe there is no song that you two play.
I don't know if I'm supposed to know the answer to this question. I actually have no idea.
Oh, so you get out of having to sing. There you go. Maybe you just don't want to sing it. That might be really good. Grace Ann McKenchie just said, I named my hamster Tilly after Matilda. So I thought that was interesting.
That's very sweet.
And then we also had another one. We've never had this before. Matilda, Mama Flad said this. Matilda, we love watching you play. In fact, we love it so much we named our puppy Tilly after you. So you have two animals running around there named after
you. That's amazing.
The question, what can locals and fans do to support you and your team best?
Just come to the games. Maybe stay after games. I feel like that got very popular like towards the end of the season, that a lot of people stayed after the games to take pictures and just say hi. And I felt like that was a great way for us to like actually meet some people, you know, get to talk to some of them and just say hi. So I would say that's a good way for both them and for us to, you know, get to meet each other and actually like say hi.
Matilda, I'll be sure. So Mama Flad did include a picture of the pup. So I'll be sure to give that over to you so you can see.
I would love that.
The puppy Tilly. Link A1, what is your favorite restaurant in America? Now, you already said you like greens, but like, what about fast food? Like Chick-fil-A, Zaxby's, McDonald's, like what's your favorite?
I do like Chick-fil-A, like every now and then. I'm not like a big fan of like fast food in general, but if I would say one, I would probably say Chick-fil-A.
Okay. Big Tim says, coming from Sweden, who inspired you to start playing basketball?
I mean, it was my brother. I like did everything that my brother did when I was younger. So actually both of my parents did play basketball. So I probably would have ended up playing basketball anyways. But when I was younger, like my brother started playing soccer, and literally like 2 weeks after I started playing soccer, and then he started playing basketball, and I was like at his practices for 2 weeks, and then I found my own team to play with, and then he started playing ice hockey, and I did the exact same thing. So my brother, for like my first like 10 years, like he inspired pretty much everything I did.
And then he also wants to know, if basketball didn't happen, what would your second activity be? Would that be soccer?
Either soccer or ice hockey. Okay. Played both of them, so.
So on the ice hockey note, Pete McGee wants to know, do you like hockey? The question was yes. Do you follow an NHL team, and what is your favorite team in Sweden?
I don't follow an NHL team. My favorite hockey team in Sweden is probably my high school city team. They're called Luleå. So that's like, because I played ice hockey when I was younger. Then I quit playing when I was like, I don't know, 14 maybe. And then when I moved to Luleå, my high school town, it's like all the way up north in Sweden. So ice hockey is very big there. So that's like when I started enjoying like just watching ice hockey, because I didn't really watch ice hockey until then.
John Cran wants to know, what are you most looking forward to between now and the start of next season?
I mean, just to, you know, get to know the coaching staff, get to know all the new pieces of our team, see what we can build together. I'm very excited because I know we're not going to have the same expectations going into this season as we had last season, but I'm excited for that because I think we can build something very special. And a lot of times it's easier to like build something special when you don't have those expectations.
So that was a fantastic basketball answer. Yeah. What is your non-basketball affiliated answer to that question?
Non-basketball? I mean, probably I'm going back to Sweden in a week. So I am very excited for that because I haven't been home in a year. So I am very excited to go home and see my family and friends.
What are you most excited about? So when you go back home, is there like a restaurant you have to go to or something that you have to do? What are you most excited to do?
I mean, I have a list of food that I want to eat when I'm home. I don't have specific restaurants. I just have like kinds of food. I have a long list. I don't know. It's like 20, 25 things.
25 things. How you're home for how long?
Like a month. It's going to
be. Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. Yeah. You can knock out some.
Yeah.
Josh Carter, I like this question. So if you were not to have come to the United States, what would continuing basketball have looked like for you? So if you decided not to go the college route, like how would you have continued to pursue basketball in Sweden?
So I probably would have played in Europe after I graduated high school. I don't know what country or, where, but I'd probably play in Europe in like a lower division somewhere and like work my way up to playing EuroLeague.
So last couple, these aren't written in. I'm just asking some off the top of my head. So I know a lot of your teammates are big on video games. Some of your teammates are big on reading. Actually, I think that was literally just Liz who was big on reading. but is there something that you do in your spare time? I know that, you know, with athletics, you don't have a ton of time all the time, but how do you kind of declutter or get away from basketball?
I try to read. I'm not like a big reader like Liz, but I try to read because like when I actually do read, like I think that helps me to like, you know, get my mind off of everything else and relax. So I do try to read. I'm not big on like video games. So like if I don't read, I'm probably just like watching Netflix or something like that.
And what do you watch? What is the show of choice from Matilda Ek?
So I watch a lot of Swedish shows. I'll try to see if I can think of. I know.
Do you have like Swedish Netflix? Like, do you get different Netflix options than we get?
It's a little bit different, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. So, what I mean, part? A lot of it, I would say that probably like, I don't know, 75% is the same. And then, probably like 25% of like Swedish Netflix is, you know, Swedish movies and Swedish shows.
Awesome. Well, Matilda, this was awesome. It was awesome getting to know you a little bit. We're super excited for next year. If you had to leave the fan base with a message, like people are like, man, like women's basketball, what's it going to look like next year? What is your message to the fan base for next year?
That we're going to work hard this offseason to be as good as we can. This group is going to be something special. And I hope everyone else is just excited as we are for this upcoming season.
We are, Matilda. We absolutely are. Thank you so much for the time. We'll have you on again soon.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Boom. Thanks, Matilda. I really appreciate it. It's
time to wander, tripping in the sand. We smoke out windows, drink till we can't stand. But I saw you dance like you want to in my head. And all that she said is, oh, I know just what you're thinking. Please don't go, just let it sink in. Trash my friend's place, wake up the next day. Take a hit, it's stuck.